Back.
Yes. Can you say a few words about achdus in marriage? Each of you does things that annoys the other one, and
right away the nachash, the yetzer hara, came between them and caused the problem. And up until today, that's what we're fixing, is the problem between the husband and wife. Now, when Adam HaRishon started to complain to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, why? Because Adam HaRishon sat like this on a beautiful tree. I feel like Adam HaRishon tonight. He's, you know, with the leaves of the figs. So they made the scenario here, the scene. So Adam HaRishon was sitting under the tree of figs, because the fruit that he ate from is not an apple like the people think. There's different opinions, but most opinion goes by that it was a late te'ena. That's why later on, the tree was the one who was protecting Adam, and he was able to take the leaves of a late te'ena, of the figs, the leaves of the fig tree. The point is that Adam HaRishon was sitting like this on a chair, and God brought all the creatures in front of him, and Adam HaRishon saw the godly power that enlivens that animal, and he named that animal because he saw the power in it. So he says, this is a lion, this is a giraffe, this is a cow. In Hebrew, most of the animals, they have a different name for the gender. So a lion, I don't know, maybe in English they say a lionette, but in English, in Hebrew you say Ariyeh for the male and Leviyah for the female. And almost any animal in Hebrew has the gender has a different name. Some don't. Adam HaRishon got very upset, and he's like, hey, how come I don't have a mate? So Hashem says, no problem. You ask for it, you'll get it. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani ivra lo ezer kenegdo. I'm going to create for him a helpmate that is going to be against him. So Rashi says, if he's worthy, then she's going to be an ezer. She's going to be a helpmate. If he's not worthy, she's going to be negdo. She's going to be against him. So the point is that the whole foundation of marriage is that my other half, and in most cases is the other half. Some people just run away from it real quick by divorce. And unfortunately in our generation, many of the marriages are not the right marriage. But assuming it's the other half, Kadosh Baruch Hu placed a mirror in front of me. And in that mirror is a map of all the information that I need to know. So all the annoying things that my wife has is for me to know what is wrong with me and what I have to fix. The Kadosh Baruch Hu did with me an unbelievable kindness that he placed a very clear mirror in front of me. Now, if I'm coming into the marriage with an ego, then it's her problem, and she's wrong, and she's annoying, and she's, I'm saying she because I have a she, I don't want to say he because people will interpret it the wrong way. But we come with an ego to the marriage, then it's the other person's fault. The point here is to come to the marriage with no ego and say, wait a minute, it's me. I'm the problem. I mean, couples come to me for counseling. So the first thing that I do is I take them separately. First, let's talk to the man, pretend that he's more important, you'll be first. Then I talk to the woman, and then we put them together. And both sides, they always complain. They don't say, you know, I'm lazy, and I know it's annoying my wife. And nobody says I'm a little bit messy, and I know it's annoying my husband. They just complain what the other side is. He talks loud, he chews this, he eats with his mouth open, he leaves his underwear on the floor. They're complaining on each other. And I tell them, I'm going to cut this session short. You're the problem. That's it. Because if I complain on my spouse all day long, I'm the problem. The problem is that my spouse is a mirror. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu is so smart, with such a good sense of humor, that he puts a very clear mirror in front of me, and I'm all day long getting annoyed. And Hashem is like singing in the back, and he's cracking up, and he's like, well, he's looking at himself and he's complaining. The point is that our entire marriage life is to create this unity. This is called yichud. The ultimate yichud is between a husband and wife, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu made it completely separately. Completely separate, and completely opposites. Total opposites. When everything fits too well, it's not good. Because it has to fit in a way that I have something you don't have, and you have something I don't have. And if we're smart, we're putting it together, and together we're building what's called the Binyan Adei Ad, a building that will last forever. The problem is that unfortunately in our generation and in previous generation, there's not right chinuch for the couples before they get married. And in the secular world, and then they become Baal Tshuvas, we have something stuck in our mind because what we were brought up with. what marriage should be. Because unfortunately, in the secular world, marriage is presented as, you know, walking hand in hand into a sunset, and, you know, hearts hovering over your head. And that's just in the fairy tales. There's no such a thing. There's no such a marriage of love, and hearts are flying over your heads, and people are hugging, and I love you so much. That doesn't work in the real world. Now, in the frum world, there's not the right education. What is life of marriage? I can't blame anyone, but if I have to blame somebody, it's the education that the couples don't get before they get married. So they come into the marriage with false information. The problem is that, first of all, to correct it, one has to have the right information and the right education. What does it mean, marriage? Why is my wife so annoying me? The point is that you really can't say it in two words. To say it in two words is just tolerate the problems of your other half, because that's what God wants you to work on. So if you have an issue with somebody chewing loud, he's going to make your husband chew with his mouth open, and food is going to be flying out of his mouth that all day long. You're going to be like, look at how he's eating. He's eating like an animal. I can't believe it. A little bit of derech eretz. So Hashem is going to make sure he's going to put in front of you the most annoying thing. Why? Because you need to work on your patience. It's not about him chewing loud with his mouth open. It's you need to work on your patience, and it's not only about me. I also have annoying things. He's getting annoyed by me doing this and this and this. So the whole game here in marriage is to create space to the other person. If I don't find in my heart to create space to the person that I was in love with 40 years ago, then the problem is me, not the other person, because I come with luggage and baggage and problems, and I have my own problems. My wife comes with baggage and problems and things that... The funny joke here that the Hashem sends the humor is when you're dating, he puts the screen in front of you, and all you're like, wow, he's so perfect, and she's so pretty. And then after the chuppah, whoosh, the screen goes up, and oh my, what did I do? The point is that marriage is work. It's not about holding hands and walking into sunsets. It's work. It's avodah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to make you work, so I'm going to put in front of you the right trainer. Now, if I'm going to go now to a gym and I'm going to say, okay, I want to now be slim and muscular and everything, and I'm just going to do it myself, I'm never going to get there. I have to have a personal trainer. In everything in life, you need a personal trainer, whether it's a coach in business. You always need somebody to mentor you, to guide you. So in marriage also, you need somebody to show you all day long your faults. Now, the problem is that we come into any relationship that, oh, let me tell you, I'm more smarter than you. And you know where we most fail? With educating our kids. Because we think that we have 40 years experience over them. A smart person lets the kid educate him. The problem is that it all boils down to one thing. It's called ego. When I come to any type of relationship with an ego, bound to fail. When I remove the ego away, this is the Yetzer Hara, the snake that came between Adam and Chava. When I remove him away, there's no ego. So I'm starting to become a vessel to say, hey, tell me where I'm wrong. And when my wife tells me, listen, you know, you talk too loud. Instead of me saying, I talk loud? I don't talk loud. Instead of that, I should be saying, oh, I didn't notice that. Thank you, my dear mirror, for pointing this point out. I didn't even notice. I can't believe it that I talk loud. Probably what people think about me. The problem is that the ego will right away will pull its defense system. Oh, I'm not talking loud. You talk loud. I'm not talking loud. I talk soft. The point is that our ego is our worst enemy. So to sum it up in two words, like you're saying, is just work on removing the ego. When you come into a relationship, you asked about marriage. It manifests later on into my educating my kids, because parents have an ego to their kids and they think they're better than their kids. Oh, when I was your age, ooh, I did this and that. No, when I was always, I was worse than you. So the point is that in any relationship, if you come with ego, it's not going to work. In kiruv, you come with an ego, it will never work. Business deals, people cannot stand ego. People. You have to overcome, if you want to work, I mean, the thing is, marriage has to be, it's a transaction. It has to be yichud here. Yesterday I spoke with a lady that they came to me with a marriage problem, right, for marriage counseling. The man was totally passive. He did not want to listen. He did not want to do anything. I told him, I'm very sorry, you don't have a partner. I can't help you. If your partner is not willing to be part of it, I cannot help you, because marriage is two. I did not see a person that marries himself. Unfortunately, in our generation, people are marrying the same gender. This is a complete distorted thing. But I never saw a person standing out on the chuppah and says, I want to marry myself. I'm so perfect. I'm going to marry myself. All the marriages contain two people. So it has to be a partner here. If you don't have a partner to work on your marriage, there's almost nothing to do. But the basics of everything is just removing the ego. When you come into any relationship, and especially marriage, without ego, then you see that your husband is not really annoying you, that he's actually just pushing a button that you have to work on yourself. And we came down to this world to refine our midot, our attributes. The Torah and the mitzvahs, that's my air and food for my neshama. I have to do it. But I came down to this world to do an action that is called tikkun midot. I have to come to refine my attributes. And I will work for 70 years on one midah. And if I have a problem with patience, Hashem is going to give me a very annoying wife, a very annoying kids. If I have a problem with controlling my anger, my kids are going to all day long make a mess in the home to make me see if I can control my anger. And I have to look in all the actors in my life and pull out from there what is the midah that I have to work on. It's not that person that's annoying me, that I'm very annoyed when I see that I'm not as perfect as I would want to be. That's the basic, kind of in two words. But there's much more to it. Bezrat Hashem, we're making a 3-month course about marriage, and you're welcome to attend. Yes.